We're going to go over 9 double standards that men face in romantic relationships to give you an idea of what men are thinking of. If you're a woman listening to this, or if you're a man, to be aware that there are double standards out there and either learn how to cope with them, or if you actually want to see them changed, how to start communication around these different topics. So diving right in, number one is emotional expression. It is a double standard in relationships that men are expected to be stoic. They're expected to suppress their emotional expression in the relationship, with exceptions. So the exceptions are, when I want you to be emotional, you're supposed to be emotional. So if a woman's talking to you about her, your wife or your partner is talking to you about something that's emotional to her, there's an expectation that you can turn on the emotion to be empathetic, but there's also an expectation that you can be stoic and expressionless and get the job done as a man when needed. And this turning it on and off like a light switch exists in most relationships. The way I see it as a couples counselor most significantly is when you have a more neurotic man or someone who's a little bit more anxious or very verbal. I tend to be more verbal in my relationship than even my wife. And wives will often make an offhanded comment like, well, if he'll just shut up for a second, or if he, you know, if he's always whining, and that's incredibly damaging and very hurtful. On the other hand, if a man is quiet, reserved, withdrawn, maybe a little avoidant, you'll often hear he's like a robot. I can't get anything out of him. Every time I'm sad, it's like he doesn't care because he's gone too far the other way. So there is this double standard where the man has to be stoic and emotionless except when needed. Number two, initiating communication. Kind of similar or connected to number one. A lot of men are expected. And again, there are exceptions to all of this, right? There's always going to be a relationship where you say, well, that husband's not expected to do that, or that wife. We're talking about generalities. But there's an expectation in general that men need to be the one who initiate complicated or difficult conversations. Very often, I'd say more often than not, if there is a complicated conversation to have, women will push it off because they don't know how their husband's going to react. There's a natural sense of fear in the relationship. They don't want to rock the boat too much. Men, especially if they are larger than their female counterpart, can be intimidating physically. So there's actually kind of a, I don't want him to get mad because he's a little scary when he gets mad. And so there's this idea that, okay, well, I'll just wait till he brings it up. And oftentimes if the man doesn't bring it up, it doesn't get discussed. Again, exceptions to every rule, but in general, I see that as a double standard. Number three, financial responsibility. You might say that men still make, you know, more than women, that women only make 70 cents to the dollar. But in my experience, men make, you know, in the thousands of couples I dealt with, men typically are the main bread earner, if not the sole bread earner, in over half of the relationships. And there is an expectation of that. You know, especially in couples where they're almost even, the man is supposed to be the more financially responsible one for bringing in the money. Not necessarily the case in terms of bookkeeping. There are many men who realize their wives just aren't good at managing finances, and vice versa. This isn't, you know, exclusive to men or women, and so they'll step in and take over. But in general, men are kind of tasked with being the bread earner, and that's kind of a societal thing. Now, the one exception is if the woman comes into the relationship with already earning a significant amount of money or is on track to be a high earner. So if she's in medical school when they start dating and he's in sales and she becomes a surgeon and his sales slow down, that's kind of already to be expected. But in general, the men are the ones who kind of carry that weight. Number four is, again, connected to it, career versus family. Right. And men are expected to put their career first. There's almost, and again, I say almost, but there's almost never a conversation where a husband and a wife sit down and they say, well, we both earn about the same, but we both decided we wanted to kind of be there for our kids. Why don't you be a stay-at-home dad? That almost never happens. And again, almost, but there's an expectation that the career comes first, primarily because of the financial responsibility, but it also means that men miss out on spending more time with the kids when there's an option. Now, a lot of men are okay with this, but it is a double standard. I mean, I got to tell you, I don't think I would be very happy as a stay-at-home dad. I need to work in my head to kind of feel productive, and it has to be something I do with strangers. That's just kind of the way I'm built, and a lot of men are built that way, but it is a double standard nevertheless. Number five is domestic chores. So there is an expectation that women do domestic chores, but today, more than ever, and I've watched this change ever since I was a kid, more than ever, there's an expectation for men to do more and more housework, and from other men, again, this isn't a woman's fault, but other men ridicule men when they do house chores. So if a man finds out that I do the dishes in the relationship, they always look at me a little funny. They always look like, what do you mean you do the dishes, right? Unless they're also part of a team where they split up the labor. If if another man at a bar, you're having a beer and they find out you do the laundry and you do the mopping, it's like, what's going on? Now, there are certain things that men are expected to do, like the plumbing and the more blue collar jobs that typically are relegated to servicemen. Taking out the trash is another one. Anything that's kind of quote unquote gross, with the exception of changing diapers, that still falls under the purview of women most of the time. But there's this sense that if you do something that is more classically female in its nature, you are somehow weak. And that's kind of unfair, because sometimes men just are better at doing dishes, or they're a little more OCD, and they have to deal with a bit of this stigma in the male population. Not as much with women sometimes, but not as much. Number six is about sex. It's about sexual prowess, right? And this kind of goes back to the idea of emotional expression. There is an expectation in most relationships, again, there's always exceptions here, especially when men are asexual or dealing with sexual issues like erectile dysfunction. But in a normal relationship, there is an expectation for men to always be available for sex. And women take rejection in the sexual department of the relationships very, very personally as a result. And that's kind of the tool that's used to kind of make men feel horrible about this. And unfortunately, that can become a very circular pattern that really just doesn't go anywhere great, where she says, I want sex, and he says, I'm not in the mood, and she feels rejected and is mean to him. And that kind of mean and coldness and rejection perpetuates the problem of not having good sexual chemistry. And it comes from this idea that men can turn on like a light. And the truth is, maybe when they're in their 20s, but after you've been married for a while, as you get older, men do need to be emotionally connected typically. As you know, not as much as women necessarily, but there has to be an element there for it to really thrive. Number seven is parenting. Women are expected to be the dominant parent. And so when a man puts his family first, when he's a great dad, there's a little confusion as to why, right? It goes back to this idea that he should be career focused, he shouldn't be the main parent. If he's the disciplinarian as well as the emotional one, right? There's this expectation that men are going to be bad at parenting. And when they're actually good at it, sometimes they get admiration, but then the kind of the look of concern shifts to their wives. And so there's this weird thing. And I know I'm getting nitpicky here, but I wanted to get a full-fledged list of everything I could understand and kind of present to you. There's this feeling that if you're a good dad, something's slightly wrong, not necessarily with you, but maybe with the family or maybe with your wife. And there's that stigma again, as opposed to, you know, a man could be a better parent and it's okay. And then the woman could be better at something else. But that's just not the way it is, in my humble, you know, opinion of what I've seen. And number eight is physical appearance. There is a lot of pressure on men that we don't talk about for them to be in shape. Maybe not on individual relationships, but there is on a larger level, right, for them to be more and more in shape. There's more and more pushing of the YouTube ads and the TikTok and Instagram ads of men having six packs. Now I'm seeing commercials all the time for if you're in your 50s and not shredded, what's wrong with you? Used to be that if you're in your 50s, you kind of get to coast. Men are getting more and more pressure from physical appearance. Now, you might say this isn't a double standard because women get that all the time. And a lot of these are kind of, you know, pushed on women as well. So, but it's different in the way that it's handled, right? There is a muscular kind of a physique that men are supposed to strive for that's different than the woman's lean physique. And so men have to exert kind of, you know, a lot of stress on their body in different ways than women are expected to. And a lot of times men injure themselves more because they're lifting heavier weights. They're doing more dangerous exercises. You could say that's their own fault, but there is a lot of pressure from the outside world for that. And it's I see it in marriages where, you know, women say, oh, you know, he doesn't look exactly the same. That didn't happen about 10 years ago. It's starting to creep in. Still not as much, I will admit there, right? The number of women who sit down with me with an obese husband and they don't say a word about their physique and all they say is I still love him and attract them. Yeah, that's usually the majority, but it is creeping in. And then the ninth and the most significant one is about domestic violence. So you hear a lot about men who hit their wives or even push their wives or shake their wives, but very often, more often than not, when a woman exerts some kind of physical violence of any kind towards a man, men usually suffer in silence. I've had a couple cases where men have bruises and even scarring because of different things their wife had done to them, but they're ashamed to, especially if they're bigger than their wives, they're ashamed to call the police. They're ashamed to tell anybody about it. Calling the police also, especially if you're in California where I live, it's a mandatory arrest. I think the minimum fine is $50,000. That really kind of came up ever since O.J. Simpson's case. They take it very, very seriously. And usually the person to bail the partner out is the partner. And then they have to fine $5,000 for the bail. It's a whole nightmare. And so they know that. A lot of couples who've kind of researched it online because they're suffering in silence kind of know some of that. And so they don't want to go through that, but they don't know who to talk to. And it's very problematic. And they also don't ever want to hit back their wives, which is commendable. A lot of these men, you know, I'm commendable. It's not a high bar, but it's serious. You know, they don't want to hit back their wives. They refuse to engage physically. And they just sit there and take it. And they don't know what to do. And it's because their wife has an anxious problem or an anger management problem, or there's other things wrong with their relationship. But the truth is they should not have to suffer, you know, because as much as the man might be double your weight or, you know, double your size, you could still inflict a lot of pain, especially, you know, some women use their nails, or they'll use like a spoon from the kitchen or whatever's in their hand to hit their husband. And you get some pretty serious injuries. So there are nine double standards that men face in relationships, again, in varying degrees. And I hope you found that helpful. My name is Dr. John DeBuck, and I will see you next time.